patience for yourself.
Tribulation.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Tribulation. Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, March 9th, 2022, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is The Year the Beginning of Chaos Stood Still on God's Prophetic Time Clock. But before we get started, let us pray. Lord God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit permeate this place today and go out around the airwaves of the world to the people that you have prepared the hearts of this day to be your people and those that are already your people to receive that which you have prepared, spiritually speaking, for such a time as this. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. Lord Jesus, I thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary. And Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. As we open the show here on this ninth day of March, 2022, what the Lord God has in store for us is going to be a bit of an eye-opener and will ultimately speak to the fact that our time in this present world, as we have known it, is growing ever short. The subject matter for this week's show, my friends, concerns something that the Lord God pointed out to me last week during the encore broadcast of 2015, the year of the Shemitah, of which originally aired on January 7th, 2015, which I will be posting to Streams in the Desert Live Facebook shortly and can also be found at the Streams in the Desert Live show landing page at StarWorldWideNetworks.com. Just look for the pink Streams in the Desert Live banner found in the show listings. With that said, the Lord God, since the Shemitah year, beginning in September of 2014, ending in September of 2015, which is to say the seventh year of the biblical seven-year cycle on God's prophetic calendar, has given America, Israel, and the world at large from that time to this time a pause concerning what should have come next. But to fully understand how all of this came about, we must go back to the Shemitah year 7 years prior to that of the Shemitah year of 2007 to 2008. Moving forward, I must as well point out that for the past 19 years, the Lord God has each year between summer and fall given me a prophetic mandate for the year ahead. In last week's show, which there again originally aired in January of 2015, I was giving my friends a recap of those mandates which had already come to pass between the years of 2003 and 2015. When I noticed something very astonishing as I listened. When I reached the mandate in last week's show for the year 2012, I was taken aback that the mandate for the year 2012 was identical to the mandate that the Lord had given me for the current year of 2022, which is that the year 2022 is the year of the beginning of chaos. The Lord never let it cross my mind at any time previously that He had already in the past called for this mandate to be carried out in the year 2012. So when I heard that 2012 was the year of the beginning of chaos, I began immediately asking the Lord if I had incorrectly or at some time misunderstood His mandate for any given year. Because there again, the beginning of chaos has as well been mandated for the current year of 2022. At that point, the Lord God began to lay out before me by way of the small, still voice of His Holy Spirit the reason for this seemingly strange situation. Here is what I have been given, my friends, to share with you all concerning this matter. During the Shemitah year that fell between 2000 to 2001, our world began to change in a way we had never experienced in modern times. Why? Because during that time period, at the end of the Shemitah year ending in 2001, destruction began to rear its ugly head such as has not been seen in modern days, beginning with the events of 9/11/2001. It was the first real worldwide wake-up call in many decades, not only for America, but the world at large. People were shaken by this event. In large numbers, they began seeking the one and only true and living God for answers for a brief moment in time. But then things began to settle down and people stopped diligently seeking the Lord God and went back to their mundane lives. Then, 7 years later, during the Shemitah year that fell between 2007 and 2008, there again, a second time at the end of that Shemitah year, another wake-up call was heralded by way of and through the worldwide global systemic financial meltdown, in which banks and people alike the world over lost lives, livelihoods, as well as tons of money, homes, and much more. But in just a short while, people once again faltered from seeking the Lord God and returned back to their day-to-day drudge. Now, when the Shemitah year of 2014 to 2015 rolled around, seemingly nothing too much out of the ordinary took place, which, prophetically speaking, was a very good thing. Why? Because the Lord God had in time past been known to allow a nation or a people to have given them multiple warnings before allowing their enemies to utterly destroy them. Such as in the case of the northern kingdom of Israel, which after many warnings from the Lord God was totally destroyed by their Assyrian enemies, never to rise again. Which was as well the case of the ancient city of Nineveh, which was the capital of the Assyrian Empire. Both were ultimately destroyed after stern warnings from the mouth of the Lord God, never to rise again. The thing that seemed to go unnoticed for the most part was that in actuality, something really big did take place in the Shemitah year of 2014 to 2015. Just as a side note, the Jewish Civil New Year on the U.S. calendar comes each year between September and October. The reason that I'm pointing that out to you is because on June 15th, 2015, just 3 short months before the end of the 2014 to 2015 Shemitah year, the Lord did a new thing, such as is spoken of in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, where the Lord God says to Isaiah, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." With that thought in mind, let us now take a closer look at just what the Lord God allowed to take place. From the Shemitah year of 2014 to 2015, through the current Shemitah year, which is to say the Shemitah year of 2021 to 2022, which there again is a 7-year period, my friends, the new thing that the Lord God allowed to take place on June 15th, 2015, just 3 short months before the end of the 2014 to 2015 Shemitah year, was to make it known not only to America, but to Israel and the world at large, that Donald J. Trump was soon to be appointed for a season as a modern-day King Cyrus by the one and only true and living God of heaven and earth, to give the land and people of America and various other nations around the world, including Israel, a window and space of time to repent of national and individual sin, and to turn back to the Lord God, by way of a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Looking back on it all, now we can see here today that the Lord God spared America, Israel, and the nations of this present world from major judgment that was due upon what would have been the third warning as of the end of the 2014 to 2015 Shemitah year. What I am prompted to illustrate here is that 2000 to 2001, the Shemitah year then, brought the events of 9/11/2001. The Shemitah year of 2007 to 2008 brought the events that took place during the worldwide global systemic financial meltdown of 2008. But at the end of the Shemitah year of 2014 to 2015, the Lord God had indeed, unbeknownst to all at the time, made a way where there seemed to be no way. as Donald J. Trump announced that he was running for the office of president on June 15, 2015. And for the next 7 years, from the end of the 2014 to 2015 Shemitah year, through the current Shemitah year of 2021 to 2022, the Lord God gave not only to America, but Israel and the world at large, a window and space of time to repent and to either come to the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time or to return to Him. Just as a reminder, my friends, of some of the highlights that took place during this time of God-given hope and great prosperity are as follows. 1 week prior to President Trump being elected as the President of the United States of America, on the November 3rd, 2016, Streams in the Desert live broadcast, I spoke of the fact that the Lord God had conveyed to me that He was calling Donald J. Trump as a modern-day King Cyrus. 1 week later, on November 9th, 2016, it was announced that Donald J. Trump had indeed been elected as the 45th president of the United States of America, which seemingly echoed the Lord God's plan from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 8, that state, "Thus saith the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may knowest that I, the Lord, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. For Jacob's my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I gird thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to the west, that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, or right living in the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation, which means a way of escape, my friends, from the wrath of God that is soon to come. And let righteousness, or right living in the Lord Jesus Christ, spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. From there, President Trump took office on January 20th, 2017. And for the next 4 years, until January 20th, 2021, he served as ours, as well as Israel's and the world at large, modern-day God-sent King Cyrus. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7 states that when a man's ways please the Lord, He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. With that said, since President Trump left office January 20th, 2021, which is to say the current Shemitah year of 2021 to 2022, which commenced on September 7th, 2021, and will end on September 26, 2022. That, my friends, is why the current year of 2022 has once again, by the power, working, and might of the Lord God's Holy Spirit, been designated as the year of the beginning of chaos. In essence, we are now picking up where we last left off in 2012, where it was last stated that was the year of the original mandate of the beginning of chaos. That would have been slated to begin somewhere around March or April of 2012, which is to say the first month of the beginning of God's new prophetic calendar and year, but was paused by and on the one and only true and living God's prophetic time clock. As the Lord God changed the year of the beginning of chaos from 2012 to 2022, giving all the space of 10 years to turn to or return to Him by way of a personal relationship with His one and only begotten Son, who there again is none other than the Lord and only Savior of all mankind, that is, of all mankind that will call upon His name, and His name is Jesus Christ. My friends, most people can assuredly see that since the beginning of the reign of the current U.S. administration, that things have progressively grown worse day by day, reminding us all that we are now living on borrowed time as the window of opportunity slowly vanishes for the people, not only in America, but in the world at large, to turn their lives over to the Lord and only Savior, who there again is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that thoroughly thought-provoking note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our investigation into the year the beginning of chaos stood still on God's prophetic time clock.
You say you've been feeling weaker, weaker by the day. You say can't make the joy of your salvation stay. The good things come to them that wait, not to those who hesitate. So hurry up and wait upon the Lord. More power to you when you're standing on His word, when you're trusting with your whole heart. Strength to them. Jesus told them all to tarry in Jerusalem. When they were all in one accord, the power of His Spirit poured, and they began to turn the world around. More power to you when you're standing on His word. When
you're trusting with your whole heart in the message you have heard. Oh, hallelujah, when we're all in one accord, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew, they shall renew. Wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength.
Okay, my friends, that is a cool little song. I love it. It's talking about the power working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit being our strength. And the days that we face ahead are going to get treacherous. So we're going to need that indwelling power working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit to take us through this time until the Lord Jesus Christ breaks the eastern sky to return for his bride, which is the ready, watching, waiting, and praying church without spot or wrinkle, ready to go up in the twinkling of an eye. My friends, I hope that is you, and I truly will be in that number. Praise God. My friends, there are many things happening second by second in this world right now. A lot of them are very prophetic. I've noticed that a lot of people do not know the Word of God, do not know it well, and do not know it correctly for themselves, and are trying to tell others about what is or is not happening at this time. And I say first, know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourself by the indwelling power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, first, and then the indwelling power, working, anointing of God's Holy Spirit added to your life to guide you and lead you into all truth and righteousness and bring all things to your remembrance, because you're going to need it in the days that are ahead until the Lord comes to remove us out of this place. My friends, we are facing now wars and rumors of wars, just like the Lord God said that we would. And in Matthew chapter 24, the Lord Jesus tells us that these things would happen. But he says the end is not yet, because only the Lord God knows the day and the hour in which the Lord Jesus Christ will return in the rapture, and the timing of all things that are to take place, the timing of the tribulation and great tribulation, the timing of the outpouring of the wrath of God. But there are many things that the Lord has given us to look at to know that the time is growing very near. And just briefly, one of the things that is taking place in our world right now that points to the fact that soon a few biblical things will take place that are very prominent. One is that the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 will take place at the appointed time that God has appointed for it, and it is coming very soon, my friends. So dig into the Word of God and ask the Lord God to show you the understanding of His Word, and get a good study Bible, and start reading the Word of God and knowing it well and correctly for yourself, because there is so much deceit going on in this world right now, you can hardly believe a thing that's out there. Okay. So, but we can always depend on the word of the Lord by the power working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit. So that is the best advice I could ever give you. First, the best advice is to make sure your life is in order with a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so that you are covered by the blood of Jesus to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for his imminent return in the rapture. But then go on to do the work that needs to be done, which is to search the scriptures and seek the passage that blind men fail to see, my friends, about the word of God. We are also soon coming to a time where the city of Damascus, as spoken of in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1, will soon be blown off the face of the earth. Oh, I know, it's never happened. Damascus is probably one of the oldest cities on the face of this planet, but God said in Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1, that one day soon it will cease to be a city and never be inhabited again, my friends. So the thing is that's something else to be looking for. Also, we're coming into the time more so by each passing hour that soon we will be into a digital currency, my friends. Today, this very day, the administration signed an executive order. You know, they think nobody's noticing or that no one can see or doesn't follow anything that's going on. But, you know, they're just ready to spring a central bank digital currency on the scene at any given moment. You know, there's the talk of things that are always going to happen here or there on this day, that day. You know, we just kind of take them with a grain of salt, and our trust is in the Lord, not in this world, my friends. So, you know, in the next week, there's two dates that they have set that, you know, things could possibly take place about cyber attacks or whatever. But you know what? I'm leaving that in the hands of the Lord. And I want you to just be prepared by having your life in order with the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to take care of us in any situation. And that is where our hope needs to be, not fretting over what is happening in the world, that the chatter that we continuously hear right now. My friends, there is also something that the Lord Jesus Christ set forth for us in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 29, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us instruction, and it's to the bride of Christ, who are given this instruction so that they may be ready, watching, waiting, and praying here at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the Lord Jesus Christ's imminent return in the rapture. And those instructions are this, my friends. And this is for anyone who will come on the face of this planet. Okay, my friends, your Creator is calling you. And his name is Jesus Christ. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat." We see it every place, all day long, every day, right now. "Because," Jesus said, "straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life." Here's the red flag. "And few there be that find it." He said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them," he says, "by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Jesus said, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I, Jesus said, profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to plan your way of escape from the wrath of God that is soon to befall this earth like such as never seen before, which will be simultaneously happening when the Antichrist is revealed, my friends. And it is not a time that anyone who wants to call themselves a Christian wants to be here for. So if you truly are a Christian, don't act like the world. And if your church is not changing you, please, it's time to change your church. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to prep, too. You know what I mean? Today is the day to go down and get some milk and some water and all that kind of stuff. But this is spiritual preparation, my friends, which is far more important because you know what? The Lord, through his means, is able to supply you with water, food, and anything you have need of here. But you must be in the Ark of the Covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, the Ark, who is Jesus Christ, which means our way of escape. If you plan on having any of those things happen for you in the time that is yet to come, and be ready and watching and waiting to get out of here at the call of the Lord when he breaks the eastern sky, or when you take your last breath, depending which comes first. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come for you. You know, as I watched many of these videos concerning the people that are having this war over in Ukraine right now. Now, you know, I'm not going to split hairs of when these videos are made. I just know that what I see in them, people are being blown up as they stand on their feet when a bomb drops next to them. And that's the end of everything you see once it goes off. Okay, so that's what I mean by you never know if you have tomorrow. You never know if you have a minute from now. There's heart attacks, strokes. There's all kinds of things. Something could fall out of the sky. Even where you're at right now, anything could take place. You never know when your life will come to an end, my friends. here on this planet. So while it is yet still called today, it is time to call upon the name above all names, which is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. It is as well the time to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourself. And the only way that you can fully know the deep things of the Lord God's word is to be indwelled by the power, working, and anointing of His Holy Spirit, which you need to seek, my friends, the Lord God for, once you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ by asking Him to forgive you of your sins, and is outlined in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, among other places. For when the promise and power of God's Holy Spirit has come upon you, as outlined in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the initial evidence of this infilling is to speak with other tongues, as outlined in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and Acts chapter 19, verse 6. All that I have just mentioned to you, my friends, begins with a heart of repentance. A changed heart only comes by way of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I heard somebody say the other day, a changed heart brings changed actions. So guess what? You know, the Lord Jesus Christ never spoke the words that would be the equal to "let's go, Brandon." He never used the F word continuously, day in and day out. Do you think that that is part of being in His kingdom? Because if you do, you're dead wrong. And for those who call themselves Christians and continue to do those things, they have not had a change of heart. And it is proven by the actions of their life, for they have not changed. All that I have just mentioned to you begins with the heart of repentance. A changed heart only comes by way of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Changed, spiritually speaking, my friends, that is, by the power of the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the working of God's Holy Spirit. It is for that very reason that the words of John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18 are written in the Word of God and spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ when He begins by stating, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him," who is He? He's Jesus Christ, "should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him," who is He? He's Jesus Christ, "is not condemned," says the Word of God. But the same Word of God goes on to say, "But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." My friends, what is the name of the only begotten Son of God? It is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus reminds us to "let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I," Jesus said, "would have told you. I," Jesus said, "go and prepare a place for you. And if I," Jesus said, "go and prepare a place for you, I," Jesus said, "will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way," which means method, my friends, "ye know," Jesus said. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Which means method, my friends. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the method. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. It is for that very reason, my friends, that in Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, Jesus gives all who will come this invitation, where he begins by stating, Behold, I stand at the door. Now that door, my friends, is the door of your heart. Behold, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, that is the door of your heart, my friends. I, Jesus said, will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I, Jesus said, grant to sit with me in my throne, which is a reference to power, my friends. Even as I, Jesus said, also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne, which is a reference to power. My friends, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. My friends, at this point, what the Spirit, with a capital S, which is in regards to God's Holy Spirit, is saying to the churches, who are people, not buildings, is found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. Where Paul, by way of God's Holy Spirit, pins these words, which begin by stating that if thou or you shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine or your heart that God has raised him, being Jesus, from the dead, thou or you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto what? Righteousness, or, as I like to say, right living in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the same word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, which means your way of escape through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was once shed upon the cross of Calvary for all mankind who will receive it. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him, who is he? He's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Who is he? He's Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is the name of the Lord, my friends? His name is Jesus the Christ, the anointed one of God. And my friends, last but in no way least, as for the rebellious of this world, past, present, and future, who did not, do not, or will not surrender their hearts, minds, and wills unto the lordship of the Lord and only Savior of mankind, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, will find this to be their final act and can be seen upon the pages of Revelation chapter 20. Verses 11 through 15, as spoken by the beloved of Jesus, who in this setting is now called John the Revelator, who begins by stating, And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. These books, my friends, are volumes and volumes and volumes of names of people who refuse to bend their knee to the Lord Jesus Christ as their only way of escape from the wrath of God and the lake of fire. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. and another book was opened, which is the Book of Life, which is pretty much self-explanatory, my friends, because the Book of Life is the book where your name is written on the day that you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is recorded in heaven for all eternity to match the fact that you will soon be spending your eternity there. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, says the Word of God. According to what? They were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Not the work that Jesus Christ did upon the cross, but their works. You know, I can say, let's go, Brandon, and I, everybody knows what it means, but I'm a Christian. Okay. And F this, F that. Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Endless amounts of things that are going to be your works, my friends, that are going to have you judged out of the books instead of finding your name written in the book of life. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, says the Word of God. My friends, the second death is to not only have died physically, but to be forever separated from God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the power working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, all those who tried to point you in the right direction of a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and heaven itself. The second death, my friends, is to forever be separated from anything that has to do with God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit and His heaven. This is the second death, says the Word of God, and whosoever was not found written, these are very plain words, and these words are written from God Almighty, from the mouth of God Almighty to the ears of all mankind that who have ever will and ever live on the face of this planet. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friends, this is not a past event. This is a future event. This was a vision given to John. That's why he is called John the Revelator, because it is the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the things that are yet to come, my friends. And it's supposed to be a picture for us to get the message that we do not want to find ourselves written in the books, but in the book of life, so that we are not, in the end, cast into the lake of fire forevermore, where Satan, his evil angels, demons, all those who reject God, mock God, and carried on throughout this whole entire world will be with Satan there, my friends. The false prophet, the Antichrist beast, everyone who took the mark of the beast because their trust was more in man and technology than in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what I mean, my friends? There's a day coming that these people that are, they're so big, they will no longer be big anymore. I don't care from what walk of life we're talking, from the top to the bottom. Whoever is found not to be walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, in the end of all things, will be cast into the lake of fire. Our time is very short. That's why I'm stressing this point to you. If it means nothing to you, then I'm worried for you. Because if your heart's not pricked by what you're hearing, then the Holy Spirit is not able to get through the hard exterior of your heart. And that is a scary situation. Because, my friends, if you cannot be broken down to realize that you are going to be left behind and eternally cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, which is time without end, it's a very sad state of affairs, my friends. But if today you find yourself weeping at the thought of your family, yourself, being cast into a lake of fire, it's not a fairy tale, my friends. It's a very real place. It's not just a story. The Lord God has had this plan before the foundation of this world was ever laid. He knew what would have to take place. He knew what man would do before man did it. He knows the end from the beginning. My friends, you just want to be on the same page with the Lord God, and you can't fool him. Your heart has to be with him or you're sunk. You can't fake it. So, my friends, today, seek the Lord. If you're not feeling the Lord tugging at your heart today to receive his one and only begotten Son as your way of escape from the soon coming outpouring of the wrath of God and on into the time of being cast into the lake of fire, you just need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ today, my friends, because your time can run out at any moment. And the Lord God knows for each person what time that is. We don't know, but he does. So, my friends, today, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord, Master, Savior, and soon coming King, I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm not, but the Lord is going to give you an opportunity to pray the prayer of repentance, which is not a specific prayer, my friends. It's something that comes from your heart and your spirit to the ears of God. He knows whether it's true or not, my friends. You can't fool the Lord. You know, my friends, today is the day of salvation. And the Lord in his word tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And anything that we think is acceptable unto God, aside from the Lord Jesus Christ, we must know that it is as filthy rags to the Lord God. Our righteousness amounts to that of filthy rags. And if the Lord Jesus Christ, if the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is not covering you spiritually speaking, the Lord God can't even look at you. The Lord cannot look on sin. So today, my friends, if you want to change your life, if you want to begin to know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for yourself, if you want to seek the indwelling power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, then the first step is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your one and only Savior by asking the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, which we're going to do right now for those who will come. What is what the Lord says. And with that said, my friends, please pray this prayer with me from the depths of your heart. It's not between you and me. It's between you and the Lord. With that said, dear Lord God, I humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. I ask, Lord God, that you would continue to move me in the direction that will put me in eternal life and not in the lake of fire. And I know that you've already sent your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, to pay that price. And I thank you for that. Lord Jesus, I humbly come before your throne right now and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord Jesus, I thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary. For I know that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And today, Lord Jesus, I am come to ask you to please forgive me of my sins and to wash me as white as snow and begin to use me in the way that you have prepared and ordained for this last hour here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent time of your return. Lord Jesus, I know you are faithful and true to do that which you've promised. And today I know that in my heart you have taken me in to the family of God. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And now I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would walk with me, guide me, and lead me into all truth and righteousness, and bring all things to my remembrance, and help me to seek the Lord God for the indwelling power that you have for those who belong solely, wholly, and totally to you, with the evidence and sealing of speaking with other tongues, and to walk in the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, dear Lord God, that raised Jesus up off this earth and will be the same power that raises me up off this earth when Jesus breaks the eastern sky. And I ask it all in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Okay, my friends, with that said, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world. Take your Bible off.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldWideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all, now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?